to NURFM 103.7. There were some new bills on the agenda to try and get some higher education reforms through, which would have seen an education through university cost a little bit more, up to as high as 7.5% for the fees, and HECS repayment thresholds falling from 52,000 to 42. Let's have a look at that this morning with Member for Newcastle, Sharon Claydon. Good morning, Sharon. Now, let's have a look through what some of those laws would have meant. They have been knocked on the head, which will be good news for many who've got kids and grandkids about to head off to university.
It's terrific news for the University of Newcastle and the whole student catchment area of the Newcastle-Hunter kind of region, because we know that our university, which has always been deeply committed to delivering both excellence and equity in education, would have been really one of the hardest hit. We knew that regional universities across the country were going to bear the biggest brunt of these cuts. So in our hometown of Newcastle, our university was set to lose more than $100 million over the next decade. And as you mentioned in your introduction, that's got really big implications. So it's not only that kind of budget slashing at a regional university really has huge implications. So for the student body, it would have meant paying between $2,500 and almost $4,000 more for their respective degrees. As you mentioned, the repayment threshold for HECS would have dropped dramatically down to $42,000.
Sharon, do you think we would have got to a situation with these type of cuts coming in that more and more people may have been locked out financially of pursuing a university education, and perhaps that's what Parliament have been able to see?
I think that there is no doubt that students, indeed the very students that you would want to be encouraging to go to university, would have been the first people to have been locked out. So I'm thinking about students who are first in their family to go to university, students who are coming out of low socioeconomic areas, students who are from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families, many women. These are students that we know through research done during and subsequent to this bill would have been locked out of university.
Sharon, some of the other things that were on the chopping block potentially were some of those other alternate pathways getting into university, such as Open Foundation. Those type of courses are so important for those who are wanting to come into university a little bit later than their HSC. That's pretty good that those things are going to be left intact, isn't it?
It certainly is. In our region, 42,000 students have already graduated with a degree who have come through those enabling programs. That just shows you what a huge impact they have in a region like ours. So there are 42,000 people out there now with degrees who otherwise would not have had a ticket into university had it not been for these enabling programs. The University of Newcastle is the oldest and largest provider of enabling programs, so we had a lot of skin in the game here. Had this bill been passed, then those programs would have almost been obliterated. And we know that because, indeed, research that the University of Newcastle did recently, where they spoke to those students currently enrolled in, as you said, the foundation studies programs, UPUG or the New Step programs, all of those enabling programs, and said to them, you know, if you had been asked to have made an entry contribution of $3,000 plus, which is what was on the government's table, it would cost you $3,200 to do an enabling course, you know, would you have enrolled in this course? Now, 100% of those students said if it was a $3,000 price tag on doing that course, they would not have been able to do it. Two reasons. Many of them just simply did not have $3,000 pay. But secondly, they lacked confidence. And that's one of the great things about the enabling program, is that students who otherwise doubt themselves and their capacity to do a university degree actually get an opportunity to dip their toe in the water. They get a lot of great wraparound support services there at the university to give them the skills and confidence to eventually undertake university studies. And it goes to show that given the right environment, the right kinds of supports, that students with zero confidence can actually, you know, learn to fly as well as any other student that signs up to go to university.
Sharon, at the end of the day, this is all great news that we're not going to see these cuts and reforms come in. Very quickly before I let you go, I know you've been in Canberra this morning and you had an early game of netball. Were you on the winning side there?
Indeed. We do like to play the press gallery and it's always good to get one up on the press.
That's two wins for today. Sharon, thank you for your time with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Mark.
There she is, member for Newcastle, Sharon Clayton, talking about the great news that those university cuts and reforms will not be passing here on 2NURFM 103.7.